Many Juneau runners are back home today, perhaps a little stiff and sore from participating in the Klondike Road Relay over the weekend. As many as 170 teams participated, with runners taking on one of the 10 legs in the relay race from Skagway to Whitehorse. But at least two runners tackled all of the legs themselves, all 109.5 miles solo. 29-year-old Houston Laws and 54-year-old Klaus Stolpe, both of Juneau, did the Klondike as an ultra-marathon. It took them 23 hours and 34 minutes. And Houston Laws joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And are you a little stiff and sore this morning yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the symptoms of an ultra-marathon, for sure.
And how did you do?
It was a success. We were running in honor of our friend Glenn Frick. And, well, we achieved that goal to run in honor of him. This would be his, he ran every Klondike since it started. And we were just happy to have that goal and achieve it.
Now, you've done ultra marathons before, right?
Yes, this was my fifth ultra marathon this year.
What is the routine for this type of race? Is it straight through all the way, or do you take breaks at certain marks?
You do have a certain amount of energy that you like to keep for a reserve, and you know the more you save in the beginning, it definitely pays in full at the end, and that's what I've definitely experienced.
What is it that you do to kind of maintain your concentration or your focus or your enthusiasm?
Keeping enthusiasm. It's a lot of times just the scenery, being out there in the isolation, and really appreciating nature, being out on the trail, and a lot of inspiration.
I take it you had support for this long run, right?
What was nice about the Klondike was it was a road race, Skagway to Whitehorse, and you can have a support vehicle to aid you along the way. So we had our great support team there the whole time, making sure we were doing okay, and checked with us every three miles is what we had had happen.
Now, I would imagine that the first leg up to the summit, or at least out of Skagway, would probably be the hardest. Were there any other legs or sections of the run that were especially challenging or difficult?
Well, it's definitely we got in the middle of the night was definitely difficult. Just keeping our spirits up. It was we hadn't seen anyone besides our pilot car, and another section was probably the last 10 miles, just because we got a lot of different variations on distances of how much farther we had to go. So we it was kind of a letdown if we thought, like, okay, we should be seeing some landmarks, and we don't see those landmarks, and we realize we actually have a lot more to go at the end.
Sounds like you both ran together during the entire race, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we ran side by side the whole way.
And so you kind of used each other to kind of pull yourself along, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. We used each other to our advantage and kept each other company, talked about everything for that 23, hours.
Any sort of particular training or that you underwent before this particular race to prepare for something that is, four times longer than the usual marathon?
I like to run on tired legs and not really allow full rest. And so I run back-to-back days with long days or hill days and long days together, but just continuously running on tired legs and fatigued legs without injuring yourself, I think it became an advantage. And then on the same token, taking 3 days in a row off, I believe also contributed to helping me with long-distance mileage.
Okay, and is this something that you're going to attempt or try again, whether with the Klondike or another race?
Yeah, I look forward to it next year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Houston Laws, thanks a lot for talking with us.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Houston Lost participated in the Klondike Road Relay as a team of one over the weekend.